from KQED.
The Delta Stewardship Council has called into question long-term viability of some fish species. Recent studies have shown that smelt and certain runs of salmon may not be viable in the long term. The itty-bitty smelt is not a commercial catch, but it is considered a bellwether species, indicating the general health of the state's most important water system. And it's played a key role in determining how much water is dispersed to California cities and farms. As Peter John Schuler reports, three San Joaquin Valley farmers are challenging the federal government's right to use the Endangered Species Act on the smelt's behalf.
A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard oral arguments in the case yesterday. Attorneys from the conservative Pacific Legal Foundation argued that under the Constitution's Commerce Clause, federal agencies have no power to protect the smelt, which they say has no commercial value. Here's PLF attorney Brandon Middleton after the arguments.
When the federal government enacted the Endangered Species Act, it wasn't concerned with commerce. It was just concerned with species as an altruistic benefit. But that's not commerce, and that can't be sustained under the Constitution.
Attorneys for both the federal government and environmentalists questioned the premise that the Endangered Species Act can only be used to protect commercially valuable species. Trent Orr is an attorney for Earth Justice. He points to case law supporting the protection of species that later turned out to have enormous importance and impact.
So who knows whether the Delta smelt harbors those sorts of values, but it may well. And as Congress said in enacting this act, to let any of that go is an incalculable loss.
A lower court has already rejected the farmers' claims. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.